question. Should sex education be imparted in schools? Will it help in keeping check on diseases like AIDS and crime like rape or sexual abuses, as claimed by the supporters of this view? What is Krishna conscious perspective on sex education in general and in schools in particular? Answer. Srila Prabhupada would say that sex is a basic biological drive which everybody learns, just as there is no need to teach people about eating, sleeping. Similarly, there is no need to teach people about sex per se. So, in general, what people need education about is how to regulate the sex drive. Much of sex education today is about how to indulge in sex drive and how to do it in a safe way, supposedly safe way. And as you pointed out, those who propagate this view say that this will help in controlling diseases and other sexual abuses. But we have to understand that, and they, even if they give some statistics to support this, we have to understand the broad cultural situation. Today, people's sexual imagination is fired, stimulated, aggravated by so many sources in the media, the television, the internet, the movies, the music, the novels and books. And all these make people extremely, to some extent even morbidly, captivated with sex and thoughts about sex. It's natural to some extent for a person in a physical body, especially as long as when the person comes to adolescence and thereafter, when the sexual drive becomes active, to be agitated by such thoughts. But there is, over and above this natural biological agitation, there is extremely stimulating aggravation of this particular drive. And because of that additional imagination, people get all sorts of strange and perverse conceptions about sex. If we look at the animal world, the parents in the animal world don't have to teach their offspring specifically how to eat or sleep. So, and similar is largely about sex, and the same applies to human beings also. So, what is needed in society today is, if we really want to control diseases like AIDS and rape or sexual abuse, then we need education about self-discipline and self-control. And that is also, you could say, sex education, in the sense that people are being educated about the hazards of uncontrolled sexual indulgence, and they are being protected from it. So even the Vedic scriptures do talk about how sex can drive people mad. The desire for sex can make intelligent people behave in crazy ways and make people lose everything for that little trivial pleasure. So some people, when they study the Vedic scriptures, and especially if they read Prabhupada's purports, Prabhupada seems to be quite candid about the dangers of sexual attraction, and they tend to feel that, oh, why is a renunciate monk, a spiritual teacher, talking about such things? But the idea is that Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures talk about sex so that people can learn about the dangers and learn to control themselves. Whereas, so in that sense, the scriptures do provide us sex education. So the sex education that is provided in the scriptures is the education about the dangers of sexual attraction and the cautions about indulgence in them in an unregulated, adharmic way. The modern conception of sex education is quite random. is random in the sense that, first of all, there are no moral standards emphasized. There are no, in general I'm talking about, and there are no, there is no education about the overall purpose of life and the purpose of sex. Largely the idea is, in sex education, basically people are taught how to do sex. And people, today some statistics may indicate that it is, and people need this kind of education in schools and in general. That is because people's imagination has been so much stimulated and aggravated. But what people actually need is not sex education, but spiritual education. And in as a component of spiritual education, there will be sex education in a healthy way. In a healthy way about how to control the sexual attraction. So that is the kind of education society needs today. And in schools also, that is the kind of education which is required to train people in the spiritual purpose of life and in self-control over there. Now, specifically, depending on the cultural situation in a particular area, depending on what kind of thoughts and imaginations people are being exposed to, the schools and the local authorities may have to enforce certain measures or provide certain kind of education. But actually, that should not be considered like a moral education or a necessary education. That may just be a circumstantial necessity. And to tell people to, so it is, rather than sex education, it is basically an antidote for miseducation. The miseducation is happening through the media, and some sort of antidote for the miseducation, if it is required, the statistics indicate that, that can be given. But that antidote may end up stimulating people's imagination more and giving them further ideas for indulgence. So if circumstantial necessity is there, some sort of education might be given, but that education will not serve the purpose unless it is accompanied with spiritual education. So to summarize, yes, what we need is education about how to control and regulate the sex drive, because it's natural for the human mind to get agitated with sex thoughts, and unlike animals, which indulge only in specific mating seasons, humans tend to indulge all the time in all sorts of strange, heterodox and often hazardous ways. So we absolutely need education about how to regulate the sex drive, and that education has comes as a part of a spiritual education, which tells what is the ultimate purpose of life and what is the position of sex within that ultimate purpose of life. And sex education, according to cultural and circumstantial necessities, may be required as an antidote for the perversely stimulated sexual imagination of the people due to the media. But that itself will not serve much purpose unless it is accompanied and grounded in spiritual education. Thank you.